The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 147. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and today I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
So, people, it's Thursday, Throwdown time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up?
Brian Manjoma.
Yo, people.
Adam Vale.
Up, people.
All right, and we got two very special guests with us. First, joining us once again, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Richard Bailey Jr., Editor-in-Chief of the Coalition.
What's up?
All right. And of course, returning, the mighty one, Mr. Otaku Man, Andre Tipton. What's going on, brother?
What's up?
Oh, man. Isn't it a great time to be a gamer, bro?
Oh, man. You know it. I'm excited. I'm playing everything now. I'm playing all kind of stuff. So I'm good. I'm happy.
That's what's up, man. All right. As usual, I'm not 100% prepared, so let me vamp a little bit. First, I want to give a shout out to my man, Kofi from Press Start. Kofi, I was actually on his podcast right before this one. He just hit me up. I'm like, I don't actually have anything to do tonight. Sure. You know, we had fun there talking shit. Nice. A lot of fun, man. Kofi, we got to get him back on the show, man. Last time he was on, like, we had some weird technical difficulties, but we got to get Kofi back on. And listen, we're going to keep doing this until it happens, man. We are having a very special contest or giveaway going on. Danny, what the fuck are we giving away, man? Here we go.
Sonic Mania Collector's Edition.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we already have the video out there. There you go. You
know. Didn't even see it.
It was a good backside, though. So, yeah, we already put up the video for you guys. You know, basically, make sure you follow this channel. Make sure to retweet the pinned tweet over at Throwdown Show over on Twitter. And that's all you need to do, man. We'll pick somebody at random in 2 weeks, and you will win this thing, man. I can't wait, man. Literally our biggest giveaway ever. It's huge, you know?
Yeah, that is the biggest thing we've given away, literally.
Yeah. By the way, I got to keep it real, man, because I try to idiot-proof this, for lack of a better word, try to idiot-proof this contest. I saw, you know, one guy specifically going, "Hey, Tony, how come I don't see it pinned on your Twitter?" I'm like,
"Throwdown Show Twitter."
Dang,
it's all good though, man. All right, but I don't know where the hell Brett is, so hopefully he'll join us a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some stuff. I want to talk about, you know, we're gonna talk about Gamescom a little bit. Did you guys see anything besides the Xbox thing? Because I didn't see too much this year.
There was a couple of things. I saw this playthrough of this game called Biomutant, and I'm like,
game of all time.
It's a nice looking game, but my god, is that the most generic name that you could possibly name a game?
It sounds like a Friday the 13th knockoff.
I'm going to play about
a samurai cat raccoon thing who fights other.
Yo, Manny, when I heard that thing, I was like, isn't that the name of that short movie your friend made, Bio Freak?
We made a movie called Bio Freak. So, you know, it's, yeah, in fact, that's me and Adam are in Bio Freak.
Yeah, that was Jamal. Jamal made that.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we had the cops come after us in the Bronx. I remember that.
Well, that wasn't for Biofreak. That was for that ninja shit.
Ninja one.
That's how you hit up the bodega, man. After you lifted it, that's what happened.
No, but it was like bio. It was Biomutant. I'm like, I mean, it looks like a nice game. It's cute looking, like, you know, weird looking monster thing that you're playing. All right, and then it's Biomutant. Why didn't they give it some other goofball name?
Aren't those the guys from Just Cause? They said it was like the Just Cause.
From what I hear, it is the Just Cause guys, which is also really kind of, which is also a little bit sad too. It's like, yo, these guys usually make freaking good games. Mad Max game, as much as I didn't care for it that much, it's a decent game. It's not bad. So, you know, just them doing something totally new, which is a nice new IP. But then they just slapped this name on there. I said on Twitter, I literally said that's like calling Metal Gear Sneaking Man or fucking Dead Space Scary Ship. You
or,
know,
or our favorite that Brian came up with, Shooter Man.
You know, you call every single first person shooter man. You know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're gonna talk about Xbox a bit, but yeah, let's talk about what we saw at Gamescom that, you know, caught our attention. Can we talk about that Shenmue trailer? Jesus Christ, man!
It was nice to see some Shenmue.
What's up with those dead eyes, man?
People were. You know what? It's the one thing about that trailer though is it looks like Yu Suzuki from like not Yu Suzuki. Yeah, is it Yu Suzuki? It's like Yu Suzuki from like 10 years ago decided to make a trailer.
Calendar, man.
Yeah, Chris, what'd you think of that trailer? Those dead face. Ryo looked like he was wearing a real mask.
Yeah, he did. Like his face didn't move. It looked like somebody who made a motion comic and other Shenmue. It didn't look good, and I was kind of shocked actually that it looked like that.
I noticed that they were trying to do like they were trying to keep the same style of it. Like, you know, Shenmue wasn't really supposed to really like hyper realistic. Like a lot of the characters were like style. You fight.
That's not the problem, though. You could still have emotion behind the eyes. You know,
he's very, very stiff and stoic looking.
There was the dude who was fighting. He looked like he was wearing like a Yoshimitsu mask. You know, go ahead, Ray.
No, I mean it's like I said. I'm just laughing at the coverage of the trailer. Like, I'm not going to name the name of the site. We all know who it is. Uh-oh. Oh my God! The trailer looked like the trailer was crap. Oh wait, no. The next post. Oh no, the trailer wasn't that bad. Really? It was. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's a trailer. Yeah, he looked all crazy, but the motion of the game. I mean, the way the game looked, it looked good to me. But I didn't. You know, the dead eyes was kind of crazy. But I was like, they got to work this out.
The environment looks nice.
You know?
Yeah, the environments are pretty looking. Like, you know, a lot of the color work and stuff, it is really nice. It's just, I do feel like it does feel like it needs a little more work as far as like facial expressions and things go.
I don't think they should have released that trailer, man.
Yeah, maybe they should.
Well, I think it was just one of those things where it's like, you know, hey, we got to get something out because people are about to lose their minds.
Yeah, people are about to shake the scene because
you don't want it to be outside of mind. You don't want that because that in the gaming industry is not a good. That's not good at all.
I think the one thing like if you ever go back to play Shenmue, as much as the great memories we do have of Shenmue, there are a lot of like very rough things about that game.
Yeah.
Like as far as the way cinematics work and a lot of the other things. I mean, you know, we dealt with those sorts of things back in the day because it was the first time that anybody had did anything like that.
Right.
But nowadays you start showing stuff like that and people go, oh, especially when you start talking about Mass Effect shit, like people were blowing up all over the place over those facial expressions.
Other than that, it looked good, you know, but yeah, those faces, man, bug the fuck out of me.
But somebody on Twitter or something somewhere was like, I don't understand why Sega did this. I was like, do you even not know what is going on here? Sega is not financing this game. Oh my God, when you guys just Jesus. I was like, I had to break it down to him. I'm like, look, this is not a Sega. Sega owns the IP. Yes. This is not. I was like, oh my God. I wanted to punch my computer. I swear to God. I was ready to punch it. I was like, you have a smartphone. Look it up, dude. It's not smart. Yeah, Wikipedia will tell you everything you need to know.
I also heard the other one. Like, they're blaming Sony for this. Sony has nothing to do with it either.
Sony probably put up a little bit of money for the thing, but really, they're not funding it. It's all really through Yu Suzuki that's doing it.
Yeah.
So, this is an obscure reference to pull up, but it's like the difference between Twin Peaks, the original show, and the movie they did called Firewalk with Me.
Right, exactly.
The movie Firewalk with Me was never really, it was done by David Lynch. It wasn't done by some of the original people. So it's connected, but not connected because it was never funded by NBC or whoever owns the property of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. All right, so hey, Rich, get in here, man. What did you see from Gamescom that caught your attention, good or bad?
Oh man, well, the Xbox showcase event.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. What'd you think of that bullshit, man?
Well, you know, I know we. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I like that. I like that music. Yes.
Yeah. Right. X-Files, baby.
Well, I know that as I was watching the show, you know, I was home in Boston for the weekend. So I got to spend a little time with family. I did watch that show with my brother, and we were equally disappointed with everything that we saw. I know that Microsoft, they are focused heavily on hardware, and that conference told me it's all about the hardware because we don't care about the software. We saw that horrible Minecraft Xbox One S. And, I believe that day. No, I believe Dana said that she wants to get that. So
some people do want that. I don't know why. I saw some mixed reviews. Be like, "Oh, this is awesome! Finally!" I'm like, "Finally, what?"
Like, I have a console that looks like someone vomited on it. You know,
but the big confusion that I also saw was like people asked, "Like, is this an X special or is this an S special?"
S.
No, yeah. I know that, but I mean, at the time they didn't say. They just said, "Oh, special bundle edition, Minecraft. You know, 4K." It's like, okay, but what? You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, we finally got the pre-orders. That's about it. But yeah, that showcase, man. Rich, I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep over there, bro.
Oh, hey, I was very close to multiple occasions. I also like how they said in that particular presentation, we have 7 world premieres, and it's premieres of games that we already knew about that I've already seen.
It's a further world premiere. Yeah, that's the ticket.
No, Microsoft has entered their own spin zone. Like when you start making the word exclusive has been butchered to beyond recognition. When they start doing launch exclusive and all this stuff, I'm like, the word doesn't mean anything anymore. Then. You've killed it with your marketing bullshit. It's just like the Project Scorpio edition of Xbox One. What the fuck does that mean? That means you roll Project Scorpio on an X and go, get it while it's hot, guys. For what? What? Why, Major Nelson? Because you wear gloves and you think it's special? Like, what the fuck?
Hey, it's sold out, so it must mean something.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the interesting thing is when the biggest news of the whole conference is that it's sold out, then you know that it's like, a freaking show, like a weak ass showcase, man. So it's ridiculous. Like we talked about in Throw Down Your Questions, like this was pretty much the E3 showing, except no Crackdown 3.
Oh shit, that's right.
right.
That's exactly. But yeah. I will say one thing. I will say one positive thing about the show, and that is Cuphead and of course the female representative that they had brought up there to talk about Cuphead.
Listen, man, we got to talk.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know who that woman was, but she was fine as shit. She was as fine looking as the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, bring her back out. You know? I said this on last week, and I said it on the Press R podcast. When the highlight of your conference is the indie spot, you got a problem. You know? I'm just being honest.
Oh, we all knew that.
So we're cool. You know, I like the indie game.
I don't think anybody here was expecting like some big reveal.
Something, you know.
I don't know what they're doing. I try to find out. I'm hitting people up all the time. Come on now, something. Give me something. After E3, I was like, even before E3, I kept saying they got to have so many exclusives, and they have a few, but I was like. Microsoft's got to do something. I don't know what they're gonna do. The Xbox One X, that's not it. It's nice, but that's not it.
The whole narrative of Xbox and a lot of us are Xbox fans. We all have an Xbox and we want to play games on it. Right. The whole narrative was from the fans and Microsoft was wait till E3. That was their whole thing. It's like wait till E3 because there's like Sony was getting all these exclusives at the first half of the year. We're all like, damn. So where's Microsoft hitting with the games? Yeah. It's like only Halo Wars 2. So it's like no, wait for E3. Wait till E3, the fall, man. They're not releasing everything right now because it's gonna launch with Scorpio, and man, it's not looking that good.
I gotta say, when I found out that it was, you know, sold out, and they were like, oh, it sold out more than the PS4 Pro pre-order stuff, the only thing I kept saying was like, damn, this is like serious blind faith that these people have. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what? I believe in them so much, I'll pay this $500, even though I don't see anything coming on it yet. You know what I mean? I'll take my money. I believe in it. And that's loyalty right there. That's serious loyalty.
Yeah, no, that is. But here's the thing, though. I don't know if you saw this, Adam. A lot of those people that have the pre-orders, they're selling on eBay for like $1,000.
I knew that was going to happen once they announced that Scorpio.
eBay's cracking down on that stuff, though.
Yeah, I bet they are. Yeah, because I'm like, what are they selling? They're selling a pre-order. How does that even work? You know?
It worked before. I don't know why, but it's...
They did it with the Switch. I remember they did that with the Switch.
But yeah, no, you're right about that. It is blind loyalty, you know?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys was, do you think that people scrutinized this conference, this show, whatever it was, more because of the fact that Crackdown was just canceled like a week or two before that? You know, I think if Crackdown wasn't canceled, I think people would have been easier on the show, because now when Crackdown 3 is canceled, people are like, okay, what do we have then? And the show didn't actually answer that, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
I think a lot of people did think that they were going to at least show something new, you know, because they kept saying that they were going to do a press conference, which they didn't. That was not a press conference.
That was like a treehouse, you know?
Yeah. So everyone was expecting, well, they're going to have something. They're going to have something. And they had a whole lot of nothing. And it's sad. It's sad.
It's crazy. But yo, Reggie is in the chat room now. He goes, that Cuphead chick, I had a dream about her. You crazy, Reggie. Oh man, Weapon X, you know. All right. Hey, Chris, did you see anything special from Gamescoms?
Not really. I mean, I mostly was just disappointed at Microsoft. Like, I watched Major Nelson unbox that thing, and I was just holding my face. I had the Picard double face palm going, like, what are you doing, man? I felt embarrassed for him. Like, this was worse than Doritos Pope to me.
Oh shit.
Wow.
But you know, I think it's more of like they're jumping into that world. A lot of people like to watch unboxing videos, plain and simple.
Well, they like see that. Was blatant. Like, the marketing spin went out of control. You know, I've talked about this multiple times with Nintendo and stuff. Like, the terms Microsoft use, they are just spinning out of control because they don't have any games. Yeah. So you watch this man unboxing the fucking system, and he's talking about Project Scorpio, and it's while it's hot. I'm like, this isn't a fucking hot dog at a baseball game, dude. It's a $500 system. Why are we buying it? Because you wrote Project Scorpio on it? Why don't you just call it that? Stop playing off of fan reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got annoyed.
They got to do – it's just like they have to make some kind of noise. And it's – you know, a lot of people – I mean, I remember doing E3, people kept saying that, well, Microsoft has got like old 1990s Sony's arrogance. And I'm like, I kind of see that, but not really. Because how are you going to have arrogance when you don't have anything to show? If they be arrogant right now because Sony's killing it. They are. The exclusives are just out of control. You can't even – you can stop Sony right now if you tried. But Michael, right. I mean, Microsoft. If anybody listening from Microsoft, listen, buy up some of these companies. Do something. You're getting desperate right now, and you need to actually try to go out and try to do some.
I'm wondering if their big reveal is not going to be a game, but if it's going to be something else like a feature, and people are like, "Oh, what do you mean feature?" I was like, look at the 360 with achievements. Achievements changed the game. I mean, we wouldn't have trophies if it wasn't for achievements. You know, it brought a whole new layer to it. And you heard that they said that they're revamping that. So I'm wondering if it's going to come into that, if it's going to be something along those lines that really brings people back to it. Because right now it doesn't look like it's going to be the game.
So. It's not going to be enough. You know? Whatever. It's just like I said. It's like I said before. It's like, look, people, yes, the Scorpio, I mean, the Xbox One X looks great. You know, all the 4K, everything that looks, that's awesome. But I don't buy consoles to look at the text from the specs of the console. I buy consoles for games. Mm-hmm. Everybody else does. Yeah. Where are the games? Cuphead is, hey, I'm down. I was down for Cuphead day one, but I'm like, Cuphead's not enough.
Yeah, well, you don't need an X to play Cuphead. You don't need an X to play any of those things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I mean, Microsoft has got to seriously, really get serious about this exclusive thing. Yo, it's got to be console exclusives, period. It's got to be, forget this. It's like the Xbox Anywhere. It was a good idea on paper, but logistically, it just does not work.
Yo, but here's the funny thing about
you're Xbox. Selling. You're supposed to be selling consoles, but you're not selling consoles because people are like, dude, I already got a PC, I already got Windows 10. What do I need an Xbox for? I already got. It's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing: like the whole Xbox Play Anywhere, it only seems to work in one direction because Age of Empires 4 got announced, right? That's coming to PC.
Yep.
Ain't coming to Xbox. That's a Microsoft game. Ain't coming to Xbox. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? You know, so basically every game on Xbox will go to PC, but not every Microsoft game on PC will come to console. Yep. Ain't that something, you know? Granted, Age of Empires has never been on console, but still, got to point that out.
It's an RTS, man, and I feel like that's
Age of Empires. Two Age of Empires games have been on 3DS, so
okay.
I'm just saying. It could be on 3DS, really? You can do it on 3DS? Come on.
That's a great point. If you have it on 3DS, why can't you have it on a console? I understand that RTS games don't work that well on console, but at the same time, you had Halo Wars.
You had Halo Wars, and you had, what was that thing? Red Alert?
Yeah. You had a bunch of shit, you know?
Command and Conquer.
See, if they would have came out of Gamescom and went, okay, now, September 15th, Xbox Originals, and we're gonna have this many titles right off the bat. That'd have been cool.
Yeah,
it'd have been something. But there's nothing. It's a whole lot of nothing, and it's just like, I love my Xbox. I'm frustrated though. Mm. Do backwards compatible. Have Crackdown 1 and 2 backwards compatible.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought they were gonna announce. That was my thing.
Something. You just got. I got telling my friend the other day. Look, as much as I love the first Crackdown, I don't care if you just remake that and put it out. I don't care. Just do that until Crackdown 3 is ready. Do that, whatever. Just do something, man, because you got to – I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it, but
no, you're right.
I'm looking at it like a gamer. I'm looking at it like
I have a message from the past here.
Fourth, this truth never changes. Software sells hardware.
Thank you, Mr. Iwata.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, all right, man. Brian, I wanted to get you in here, man. Would you see anything from Gamescom that caught your attention?
Nope.
Damn.
Oh well, I guess that's it.
You weren't feeling right.
UK correspondent.
You know, shit was dry, man. Carlos, man, you see anything, Mr. Romero?
Just some of the notable things about Microsoft was what we mentioned already about how it's just a rehash of the E3 conference and how they weren't really going to announce it. GamesCon is not the place where they would announce something mind-blowingly new. It's just not. It's never been the case. So people that were expecting huge news from Microsoft are just – it's wishful thinking. So going back to what we talked about on throwing your questions, it's like I think Microsoft is already like feeling like – all of the backlash of them just promoting controllers that they're now just moving on to selling different types of consoles now? Are they going to – is that the new thing? Are they going to customize consoles so they can sell those? Like,
they've always done it, though. Man. If we look back, they've always done it.
It would be kind of cool if you could go onto a website and kind of make your own version of the Xbox One. I don't know.
It is funny because it would be cool. It would be cool, but I mean –
like you can kind of remake your Halo model. Like that'd be kind of cool.
But remember, priorities are important.
Remember with the 360, they had those faceplates.
They had the customizable faceplates. Mm-hmm. Sony for a second had customizable faceplates for the PS4 until they removed all of that. Didn't even give it a chance. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel like Microsoft. You know, the guys at Xbox don't seem to kind of get it. Either that, or I don't know why they needed to have that little sit down meeting room or any of that stuff to tell you the same shit that you just literally reiterate what E3 was.
Yeah,
I don't get that. Yo, like, and not to mention, okay, we're talking about Xbox X, right? Xbox One X. How come we still haven't seen any sort of footage of this stuff running in 4K?
Yeah,
let's jump into it.
We got to jump to the other part I want to talk about at Xbox. Go ahead, Adam.
I think it's sort of like what happened with the PS4 Pro reveal with the HDR. It's like, well, unless you're running on a system that can really support the stream and to see it, you're not going to notice it. You're just going to see whatever resolution your TV is.
The quality of feed. That sort of stuff. But like at least with some of the demonstrations they did, like with, I keep putting up Tomb Raider, but they at least demonstrated some of the improvements that you can see on there, you know, greater draw distance or, you know, a better frame rate, stuff that you don't need to have better texture resolution, stuff that you can actually see within the stream as opposed to the 4K part of it or the HDR part of it. So it's like, okay, so what does the Xbox One X do to Quantum Break? We don't know. What does it do to Halo? We don't know.
Well, who knows?
Why aren't we?
Knows, right? Digital Foundry.
Let me just say one thing about I watched the Digital Foundry video, and I think it was kind of a waste of time because they cannot show any sort of footage of the Xbox One X running. They can't. So like they sit down. They're like, yes, we played the Xbox One X, but unfortunately we couldn't record any video or do any tests. So it's like, okay, so we're just going to believe your eyes. We can't see any comparisons. This is a waste of time.
Yeah. Thankfully they did do a nice thorough write-up of the shit they saw. And what I found was interesting, by the way, because you motherfuckers are giving a shit about this, right? After E3, we said, hey, all that Xbox shit you saw, that was all running on PC. You all said we were fucking crazy. Digital Foundry confirmed that it was all running on PC. All that shit was running on PC.
Yeah, but don't forget, Tony.
The shit they played now, this was all Xbox One. Go ahead, Carlos.
I mean, back then, they weren't in good terms with Digital Foundry. Now they are.
Yeah, but actually, weren't they on good terms during this E3? I thought they were.
I don't know. They switch all the time, so it's like.
Remember, Digital Foundry did the reveal.
They sent it to them.
They sent it before E3, so they were good. But anyway, so there's a couple of things I'll get to you guys later. But the couple of things I took away from it, a lot of the games they showed, they were running on native 4K, but they weren't running on native 4K at 60 frames at the same time. Forza was, and I believe there's another game I did. But for the most part, you were either 60 or 4K. That's it. But it was native 4K, right? So I thought that was actually pretty significant. But then even games like, I'm talking about first party games, Gears of War, Quantum Break, all 30. None of them were 60, but Tomb Raider, that one, had the variable stuff going on, which is good, So that was my big takeaway from it. It's like, okay, so yeah, you're running at native 4K, which is great, but you're still making a compromise, which you said wouldn't be the case with this system.
No compromises, which means obviously there are compromises. Yeah. I mean, from what the Digital Foundry said about the Quantum Break is that it's not actually running it. They're saying it's not running in 4K, and it's not running in 900p. So they say at least now it might be running at 1080 and then upscaling. Yeah.
They did say that they liked the fact that the Xbox One X upgrades were more consistent than the PlayStation 4 Pros. For PlayStation 4 Pros, as they pointed out, when you get the game, you don't know what the hell you're getting. As far as improvements go, but with Xbox, at least with the 10 games they tested, it was all consistent across the board.
I mean, that's just for those sorts of games. I feel it's
vertical slice.
The reason why there's variables is because not every single company is going to want to put the time into making, giving you the options to do all these additional things.
Yeah.
Or granted, they need to do some additional development to put those options in. So it may seem consistent now, but it probably won't be consistent later.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Keep thinking they're going to flip back on it and say, oh, no, we meant like in-house. There'll be no – that's in-house. We're definitely not going to – we're going to stick 100%.
Well, they already said that. It's like, developers are free to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
All that shit,
which means it's going to probably get some sort of spin. It's like, oh, yeah, we're not compromising, but Ubisoft.
Yeah, right. Blame them,
Can't control.
Yeah, but
Hey!
Yeah, Carlos, man, what was your takeaway from that article?
That at least the hardware is like it's working like it's supposed to. Like they are playing we have to give them credit for playing the games in native 4K, at least some of them, and doing it at a respectable frame rate. We haven't heard about anything about dipping below 30 frames. Oh, what's that?
You said respectable frame rate. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I know. But anyways, it's important that they at least produce on what they've been promising for the most part, because I mean, not all things they promised like have been going through. So yeah, it's like Quantum Break is not native 4K. I think Titanfall 2 is variable frame rate as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So there's some games that will do 4K, some games that won't, like we said. And hopefully most first-party titles, I know Gears of War 4 and Forza are going to be native 4K and running at like 30 frames, at least for Gears and Forza at 60. So that's something. I'll give them credit for that. So we'll see how the trend is. Like Manny said, I don't know if that's going to be going on and if that's going to be a trend after, like, because obviously they're selling these games. These are the games that they know are doing well, so they're going to obviously advertise them at Gamescom. So yeah, we'll see what happens when more games come out, more new games come out. That,
yeah, you know, I want to give a quick shout out to the Analog Circle Podcast, who threw a little bit of money our way. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Why, thank you.
You know, Reggie, what did you say, man? His comment was retracted. Reggie's crazy, man. But yeah, I you know, I liked the article. You know, at least it told us the thing was consistent. But yeah, like Manny, like, I wish the video part of it would have actually, you know, showed us something, you know.
Yeah, you know, like they're showing off all this footage, but then I'm like, oh wow, is that the footage? Are we gonna? No, they just said no. This is not the footage.
To be fair, that's Digital Foundry, not Microsoft.
No, they said specifically Microsoft would not allow them to take any sort of footage. No.
I'm saying, like, the video is Digital Foundry, so the onus is not on them to produce that content, because obviously Microsoft decided not to give them that.
They really should have came out right off the bat. I mean, granted, it wasn't far into the video, but talk about it, but really just kind of initially say that we weren't allowed to take any sort of footage. So just have them talking. We don't even need to show any footage.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I think we pretty much covered Gamescom. Adam, did you see anything you caught your attention?
One thing sort of did, but it wasn't anything most people would notice. Well, some people, I guess, if they're football fans. Usually, Microsoft, I mean, has a huge partnership going on with EA, especially when it comes to FIFA. They always announce a bundle or something, and there was none of that. So I was just surprised by that. So I'm like, oh, wow, I guess that partnership's dead. Because, I mean, Legends now, the Legends players, it's also coming to PS4. And usually that was an exclusive for FIFA Ultimate Team on Xbox. So I was just surprised by that. I'm like, damn, that's one other partnership that has hit the pooper.
Man, that's crazy, man. All right, I guess we can move on. So a big game, I guess, came out this week, Uncharted The Lost Legacy. And that's why we wanted to have Richard on, so he could give us his thoughts on it. You actually played this like 2 weeks ago and you finished it. You know, so what did you think of the game, man? Did Naughty Dog deliver?
Absolutely. I mean, I thought the game was fantastic. You know, I gave the review 93 out of 100. I think the two main things with the game, why I say everybody should check it out. I know a lot of people have a preconceived notion of what to expect from an Uncharted game. And I know when people knew that Nathan Drake wasn't in the game, they said, oh, well, I don't think I'll be interested in this. But Chloe is a very, very interesting character. I mean, you have Nadine in there as well, but I know that Chloe is in particular is a character that a lot of people wanted to know more about. We only really got to scratch the surface of her in Uncharted 2. And in this game, you get a much bigger feel about her heritage, her backstory, and how that ties into the overall game. So that's one reason why I definitely want people to check it out if they haven't already purchased it. I do want to give a special shout out to my boy Damian, because he had made a comment about quality games that when I asked him about some of the games coming out for PlayStation 4 in comparison to the Xbox One games, yeah, surprisingly, there actually are games coming out on Xbox One. And made mention that, yes, it's about quantity, not quality. Trying to allude to the fact that maybe Uncharted is not a quality game, but I think The Lost Legacy speaks for itself. Anyone who has ever played an Uncharted game should know what to expect from this type of game. And just, yeah, I mean, I thought it was impressive. Definitely, like I said, a 10-hour campaign. It can be a lot less if you just want to run through it. But honestly, for what you get for your money, I think it's an excellent value. Definitely something that everybody should check out, especially if you're an Uncharted fan. If you haven't ever played any Uncharted game, this is also a game that it will perfectly set you up to play the other games because it's just a good time.
Oh, and a little side note, because I came across this with some people that I know. If you have a season pass, if you got the season pass, this is included in that. You know what I mean? I know that, but a lot of people didn't. I know some people, yeah, they were like, I'm not paying that. You know, I bought season pass, just got a bunch of multiplayer. I'm like, no, this is part of that. You know, they didn't really emphasize on that, but it is. You know, all you have to do is go into the PSN store. If you see it, you click on it, you'll see it. It'll say download.
Oh, and, shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I have a season pass, and that was there. It said it's you're ready to preload. So I'm like, oh, okay. So a lot of people don't know that, though.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit murky at this point in time, where it's like they kind of said it earlier on that it wasn't part of the you know, that they didn't say it right away, but it is part of the season pass. I don't remember if you bought the collector's edition if you got the season pass, though. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Check.
By the way, I need to ask, because this might be a little bit of an embarrassing situation. Has anybody in here besides Richard played this game?
I haven't. Started. I'm waiting for the weekend.
I just got the shit today. I just got it. Thank you, Amazon.
Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm buying it tomorrow.
Fuck.
I'm gonna put it on hold for now until I finish off. I want to play through Hellblade. So.
Ah, yes, and you're still gonna be playing through Nier as well, right?
I'm still playing through Nier, but I'm going to put Nier on hold for a little bit to kind of put out the 6 hours of, or 6 or 7 hours of Hellblade.
Yeah, no, because the reason I asked is because I was talking to Manny. He's like, hey, we may want to do like a spoiler alert for this, but it's like none of us have the game or have time to play it. So
right.
I guess that's a bust.
You know, I mean, you know.
I can't play this weekend. So it's like, ah, fuck. Oh, well, you know, maybe yeah. Next time. You know,
yeah, you know, like I usually, because again, it takes me now just with my schedule, it takes me a while to get through a game now. So, if any of the spoiler alerts come along, I can't really be a part of them because I just haven't played enough of these games to kind of to even be able to comment. And of course, I get huge spoilers in it.
Yeah, you know, but hey, Rich, let me ask you about the action. Like, does it have as much action and platforming and all that other stuff that, you know, you would expect of an Uncharted game?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot of that. I'm glad that you said that none of you guys played it, so I don't have to say anything spoilery. I did want to say that I know that Uncharted 2, one of the big scenes had to do with a train.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple of those sequences in this game, too. I'm not going to reveal any of that information, though, because, again, y'all have to play it to see for yourself. But, yeah, there's a lot of action. In particular, the last couple of chapters – very, very intense with the action. But, yeah, I mean, I will still say, yeah. And then as for the platforming, yes, you'll do a lot of climbing, a lot of jumping on things. The same type of stuff you would expect from an Uncharted game, but just has Chloe as the lead protagonist.
That's what's up, man. Now, I got a question, Adam, you know, could be maybe a spoiler, but I need you to answer it anyway because this is very important.
Okay.
During the final boss, is it a QTE thing? I'm asking that because Uncharted 4 had that. It annoyed the fuck out of me.
And Golden Abyss.
Oh, my. Don't get me started on Golden Abyss.
Oh, no.
So, to answer that question, I must admit that, yes, the boss battles, it's a lot of, hand-to-hand combat. There is some QTEs in there. I will say that.
Oh, no, I don't mind some. I'm talking about the entire thing where, like, if you fuck up the QT, you got to start the boss fight all over again. It's like,
that was a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, that did happen to me at least one time.
Yeah.
It's not really as bad as it may sound, though.
Okay.
yeah, it's not like too excessive. But again, yeah, a lot of the things that you saw in Uncharted 4 are in this game. There are a couple of new things that they did add in there. Just like, you know, stuff like taking pictures and stuff. That's one of the big things that Chloe does a lot of in the game. But the QTEs are not too excessive. It's about what you would expect from an Uncharted game. And if there is one complaint that I do have, it is that the antagonist that is in the game, I think they could have did a little bit more with the character personally. But again, we can't really discuss that without getting into any spoilers.
Yeah, true. So he's no Lazarevich.
I will destroy you, Drake.
Oh, man. All right. So, I'll hopefully get to play it next week. I'm looking forward to it, man, because Chloe's always been a really good character. I'm glad they gave her own game, you know? Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome shit. Absolutely. All right, so let's move on.
She kind of overshadows, the one that Drake essentially.
Oh, Elena, yeah, Elena. Drake should have got with Chloe. Chloe's finer, man. Let's just be honest.
They were more alike, you know. I mean, they're both treasure hunters.
Yeah, maybe Drake didn't want to be like with somebody that's exactly like him, you know. I don't know, but man, Chloe, I'll stop right now, man. I've seen those screenshots, boy. I'm like, damn, girl, let me holler real quick. All right, so let's get on to some of you. So let's go back to Xbox real quick. I do want to get your thoughts on, the Xbox One X outselling the PS4 Pro on Amazon, at least for this year. Do you think this is an indicator of what to expect? Carlos, do you think you and I are going to have to be wrong about our NPD predictions, bro?
No, because pre-orders don't count as sales. This is not real evidence that will like prove that it's sold more, because it's not actually units sold. Like, yeah. you can pre-order for free before that game ships. You can pre-order for free, and until that thing ships is when you actually get charged for it. So
let me ask you a question, because I'm confused by this. When did pre-orders become sales?
Never.
But that's what everybody's saying now. Oh yeah, they sold this many. They sold this many.
No, they haven't sold any.
That's clickbait. That's clickbait, man. That's clickbait.
Yeah, they haven't sold
any. So I'm not crazy then, right?
You're not crazy. It's all clickbait, man.
The reason why, it's because, again, Carlos said it. They don't charge you until the picture is done. So. Yeah. Who knows? Half of those may not even, some people's credit cards don't work, or just be like, eh, I don't want this anymore. It's like stuff like that. So
let's take it back to high school. It's like, let's say this guy, like these guys pick on you and you're like, oh shit, like I'm about to get in a fight, like at 5:30 in this park. It's like, yo, my boys, are y'all with me or what? Like, yeah, so we're just going to go throw blows in the park. You go, you head there, no one shows up with you, and it's like,
and then you get fucked up.
But you know what? Now,
the only thing pre-orders actually do, they do have a way of gauging what they project the game will sell. Yeah. So, that's why the games will go gold a month before the game comes out, stuff like that, because the pre-orders. Now they do actually go by the actual, like, in-store pre-orders, like at retailers that actually have you put money down. They do go by that. But other than that, like Amazon and stuff, they look at the numbers, but it's not like guaranteed. So,
I think that's
as far as they go with it. It's like it's a gauge. It's a gauge. That's all it is.
Yeah,
probably a margin of error. They're probably like, all right, well, from the past, maybe like 2% or so actually just cancel the shit altogether. There's probably a larger amount that say, you know what, I pre-ordered and they buy it.
It's like 20%.
But the thing is that
the margin of error is like 20%.
The thing is that it's obvious that they want to focus on the positive things as opposed to what might be perceived as negative, which is like, hey, look, they managed to sell out Amazon.
Oh,
so what about everywhere else?
I mean, we don't know how many they sent to Amazon. They could have sent 20.
Exactly. The thing is, there's dudes on Twitter just, running around like, peacocks and shit, strutting like peacocks. Like, oh, we're going to win NPD now. Look at this shit. It's crazy, man.
Why are they worried about labels so damn much?
What is this?
That irritates me.
It's human nature.
I remember, back in the day, we used to care about NPDs because that's basically all we had to go by.
Yeah,
but now it's not. I mean, NPDs are not as relevant as they used to be. It's good bragging rights, but that's about it.
Yeah,
because that shit changes from month to month. I mean, come on, it's whatever.
Except for Grand Theft Auto.
The way it is,
that'll be there until the end of time.
No, I mean, it's cool that they measure it, but you know, but then it's only in the States, so that really, you know,
yeah, and they just now started counting digital just now. You know, before it was nothing.
It's still, isn't it still optional though when it comes to digital? Yeah. It's up to the publisher, so it's not even like.
Yeah, you're not getting full numbers. Yeah, so yeah, equity's kind of bullshit. But again, I just find it funny that you know everybody's writing these stories, and then these guys are strutting around. They're like, "Oh, that's it. We're gonna win now, motherfuckers." You know,
again,
even shareholder, you're not winning shit.
Again, you know? Yeah. Again, number one, it's like, okay, you know, we hear that they're, you know, let's say that this the prediction is true. That it does at least do it for 1 month. But the thing is that they need to keep that momentum. Okay, yes, let's say a bunch of people just decide to invest in an Xbox One. What about a few months later when you start hearing about no games coming, the certain games that are not coming out?
Yeah, exactly.
There's, again, like as Iwata said that I played the clip before, it is always software that sells hardware.
Exactly.
So even if the excitement is really high for like a new piece of kit, you know, new console, new thing, you know, stuff like that. Even if it's really high, yes, in the first few months of that thing, yes, it's going to be up there. But slowly but surely, if you don't keep that interest there, you don't keep people coming back, the sales of the console start to drop.
Yep. That's just it. You know, let's just be honest. You know, by the way, Dre, did you want to go off on these fanboys real quick, man? This is your time, man.
I kind of feel bad for the Xbox because they kind of really don't have anything to say. And I like, and you all know me, I'm not a fanboy. I don't care about none of this crap. As long as I play games, I'm good. One thing about Gamescom, I did take the good thing about Gamescom was none of the Xbox stuff.
Like yeah,
The Xbox stuff wasn't even the good thing about Gamescom. I was more excited about the Monster Hunter World stuff. I was loving that trailer. I was like, dude, yeah. I was like, hell yeah. But I mean, look, and this is the first gen, and I can say this because I've been through most of them. This is the first generation where the fanboys only truly matter to their base. It's kind of like a political thing, but. You know, the Xbox and the Sony ponies, I don't even know what they call Nintendo fans. I don't even know what they call them. But anyway, you only like the Xbox only, the only good they have is to Microsoft. They keep that brand. They keep people. They keep Xbox in the lexicon. They keep it out there in the atmosphere. So they keep it. Oh, we're going to have this. And they're going to have this. And then, you know, by the time you actually do the research, they don't have shit. And then, you know, like the same thing with Sony. It's like they're only good to the company. But this is the only generation where the actual company actually pays attention to them, and it's weird. I've never known Nintendo's doing it too. Nintendo's actually paying attention to the fans. I'm like, okay, that's good, but you should have done that 2 decades ago.
Yeah,
doing this from the get go. I mean, don't do it now. And it the rhetoric. It's just it's just so stupid. Look. Get off of it. It's not working. It's just not working. You guys have got to stop. It's just not working.
The whole loyalty is just makes no fucking
sense. I used to be, back in the day, anything Sega put out, I was down with. I didn't care what it was. I was down, except for Flicky. I made a mistake on that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, though, back then, though, Sega was bringing it. You know, when you were a Sega fan back then, they had the games. Nintendo, same thing. If you were a Nintendo fan, they had the games. Now you can do it and go. You can be a Sony fan and people will be like, oh, you think Sony's the best. I'm like, Sony's killing it right now.
Yeah.
Same like Nintendo, the same thing. I mean, Nintendo's pretty much been knocking it out of the park since, you know, before the Switch came out. The 3DS is still the number one system. I was looking at the Japanese media create numbers the other day. They came out last week. 45% of the games on that list of 50 are 3DS games.
That's crazy. Like, yo, you heard about Dragon Quest, right? Dragon Quest 11 is selling more.
I know. I'm just like, see, that's the thing. I'm like, you got, I mean, but you guys have got to, you got to get off your, you got to get out of your loyalty, man. I mean, it's good to be loyal to a system or a company, that's fine, but you got to understand, it's just like girls. There's more fish in the sea. You know?
Listen, man, I'm gonna take what you said and extend it. You know, if you want to be loyal to these companies, these games, that's fine, but you got to make sure they're loyal to you too. You
know? Exactly. Now make sure they listen. Make sure they listen. You know, get on the, you know, and don't be afraid to call out the people. If you love Xbox, and that's all you care about is Xbox, get on them. When they mess up, get on them. Call them out.
Oh, by the way, hello, Brett, joining us.
Mr. Hello. Brett,
what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? You know, just don't pigeonhole yourself to one company, man, because it's just not, you know. I mean, you know, like I said, if you're a Sony fan, you're sitting happy right now.
Pretty much. And Nintendo fans aren't complaining either.
Nintendo fans have nothing to complain about either. I mean, if you're a, you know, I got friends who are Xbox brand ambassadors, and I ask them, I'm like,
oh shit.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't get on brand ambassadors, whatever. But I'm like, you know, what do you feel about what they're doing right now? And there's about a handful of them that'll go, man, they need to get their shit together. And I'm like, okay, at least you're real about it. But everybody else like, oh, they're going to do this and this. But they're talking about features. I'm like, no, you need to get on. What? For real? Seriously?
But they got features. Like, features, bro? Come
exactly. On. I'm like, dude, this ain't a car.
You know,
it's a game console, dude. It's not a car. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man.
It's like a car with a bunch of features, but it doesn't do the thing that the car is supposed to do.
Exactly.
Drive.
Yeah.
It's got a stereo, you know.
Hey man, I could turn. It's got a this thing's got a banging stereo. Got power windows.
Man, it's got 7.1 surround sound, man. When I'm sitting in the parking lot, broke down, it sounds real good. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, yeah. You come like, yo, where your wheels at though, man? Look, we don't have those right now. You know, they come.
Right. I mean,
next E3, they come in.
Next E3. I mean,
they say that driving mode is going to be a new update on the console.
Yeah, exactly. That's the update you got to pay for. Microsoft, if they want to really do something with their brand, they really need to take a play from Sony. I don't like to say that stuff.
Uh-oh, you ain't getting in trouble now.
I'm going to get in trouble. I don't care. At NewOtakuMan5000 on Twitter. Hit me up. I don't really give a fuck. But anyway, look, Microsoft needs to come up with an event, showcase the shit they're doing. I mean, you got the money. Buy some of these companies, man. Buy some of these companies. People acquire companies all the time. Just do that. It's not rocket science. It's really not. You got the money. You got the talent. Get it going, and don't hold all your eggs in one basket and wait for one event to unleash everything. Screw that, man. That's old school tactics. It doesn't work today. It doesn't work today. So get off your ass. I want to see Xbox succeed. I really do. But I love my Xbox.
They fucking it up.
Crackdown. They need to figure it out. Get it together, man. That's not even gonna save you. But I don't know. You just gotta do something. It's frustrating, man. It's like having a kid that you know's got potential that's just fucking up.
I feel like if this seems like it's like they just came out, like, you know, like it's like a launch almost, like where they have limited amounts of games and stuff like that. Bunch of indie games fill in the space. I feel like maybe a few years ago when they had all those games like coming out, right? And then they had the Xbox. What if they had all those games from the few years before, then coming out at the same time as the Xbox One S, like you kind of switch them? It would be probably a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
here's some free game. Now I'm not an expert. You know, I'm not an expert. I just been around. I'm long in the tooth. Whatever. I know I gauge the communities. Okay, go back and look at your original Xbox catalog. Look at the numbers that those games have sold, and the ones that people like the most. Go to BioWare. Hey, let's do the Jade Empire. Let's bring that back. That's just one example.
Yeah. Just a quick thing, because it was actually confirmed today that Microsoft doesn't actually have a blank check. I mean, my Xbox division doesn't have a blank check anymore. Microsoft kind of limited them now. You know,
they actually they really never did. They never had a blank check. They never really did. It was all a fallacy. They thought they did, but Microsoft was like, no. So you got, you know, Microsoft, like I said, the Xbox division is almost, it's almost looking like it's, you know, expendable. And it shouldn't
be. Yeah.
It shouldn't
that way, man.
So go to the brass, man. Go to the brass. Look, go to somebody. Go to these companies. Go back and look at your. I'm telling you, it doesn't hurt to go back and look at past successes and try to recapture that. It doesn't hurt. Yes, it's gonna cost you some money, but you gotta remember, you got fanfare for some of those games and some of those properties. Come, go back. It doesn't hurt. It worked before. Why not bring something back? Bring something new to people. A lot of people now who have an Xbox One have never played half the Xbox One original titles. Period.
The original Xbox games, I mean, they'll do that soon
when those original ones start coming back.
They should already be out. We should be playing those games now. Sorry.
Is that what Microsoft is trying to do, though, really? Yeah.
They need to really get, I don't know what's going on, but they need to get something. They need to get it in gear because it's tumbleweeds and crickets now. I'm sorry.
You know? Oh, you mean like throwdown crickets? You can hear it in the background there.
Yeah. Speaking of the devil. Oh, well, the reason I bring this up is because Microsoft, I had this idea the other day. Microsoft seems to be going more the way of a games service. Their ecosystem tends to include a lot of games that are activities, Halo, Destiny, online, competitive, arena shooters, things like that. That might actually be the way that they've been trying to establish a better brand identity, is not necessarily having these, you know, big narrative games as much as something that could be played online a lot and can have access to microtransactions. And I'm not saying that, you know, Xbox is just the microtransaction online gaming machine, but they definitely have a demographic. I mean, I shared a picture with Tony earlier this week that was it was tweeted out from Microsoft, and it was basically just, I don't even know. How would you know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Well, which picture was this?
The fellow kids picture.
I don't think I remember that. Did you send it? Did you text me? Because I look at it now.
Yeah, I texted it to you.
Okay. All right. So explain to the people what the picture was about.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, he has to look too. This is how professional we are on Throwdown, man.
I don't know. I think one thing Microsoft needs to realize that this is not. I mean, because I keep hearing like, if you're going to get your first person shooter, you need to be on the Xbox One. I'm like, this is not the 360. Where are you guys getting this from?
Yeah. By the way, I found the tweet. These kind of tweets have been going around. It's like, I am this and that. So it's like, I am a branded social media account looking for dank memes for my fellow kids. Something like that. From Xbox UK. I don't know what the fuck that meant, though.
Basically, what that means is that Microsoft is targeting a teenage demographic. They're courting young adults in their business model. And it's not a big thing. It's not railing on Microsoft. I'm just saying that you can even tell from some of their advertisement that they're gearing themselves towards young adults, people who like these online action games. They've been trying to establish this brand identity, and I don't necessarily think it goes hand in hand with, you know, this big narrative box office game. It comes with Destiny, it comes with, you know, Halo, it comes with all these things, and I think that's what they've been trying to do. So I would even say that Microsoft hasn't been trying to leverage their opportunities and their IPs and whatnot. They're just trying to leverage the wrong kind of thing, because those aren't the games that tend to stick around in the idea of or in the mind of the consumer for a very long time.
Well, I mean, Destiny, they pretty much partnered with Sony. They don't give two shits on the Xbox community. I mean, we have some DLC that'll never show up on here.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Adam, just quickly, FIFA has a deal with Sony now. So
I know. That's what I mean. It's like that they let that go, and that's sad.
It's crazy, man. By the way, Brett, I do find it interesting that you say Microsoft is targeting like a younger demographic when their hardest of the hardcore fanboys are like 40 and 50 year old grown men.
in the 30s.
That's, in my opinion, the root of the problem, actually. It's that Microsoft, they gained a lot of their success from young men when we were all young men, and we're not all so young anymore. I mean, as the gaming community in general, like, there is this kind of bubble that is most of the gaming community, and that includes a lot of people our age who've come up on younger systems. And this is what helped to establish the market as we know it today. And so there absolutely did, when Microsoft came to power, there was a lot of men between the ages of 18 and 25, or you know, 16 and 25, who helped bring that up. And I think that they've kept that same marketing strategy, kept trying to market to those same people, and don't really necessarily realize that the audience has grown. Once upon a time, yes, the majority of gamers were young men, and that was a great business model then. But now, that's not the case anymore. The whole industry has kind of evolved beyond that. We have, you know, now those people who were 16 to 24 year old men, like they're grown ass men with adults and jobs and families and kids that they're now showing their gaming consoles to. So, if you have something that is, you know, I don't want to say, you know, Mountain Dew hurrah, but like, you know, something that is very obviously geared towards your 21-year-old man, it doesn't necessarily sell the same way that it did because everything has changed. And I think that was one of those things that Nintendo actually kind of, I don't want to say did right with the Wii, because they didn't do anything right with the Wii, in my opinion, but they adequately addressed a problem in that the scope of advertising of video games was very narrow at the time, and things have changed. Yeah.
So Xbox is going backwards. They're going backwards. When the Xbox, when they announced the Xbox One and that E3 press conference, and everything, it was like, we're going to include everybody. You can do everything and everybody's going to be able to play this and blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden now they're like, well, now we need to shrink. Now we need to constrain things. Like, oh God, get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, that just proved it. That just proved that they were in touch for a minute, and now they've lost it.
Yeah,
as a whole.
All right, man. Yeah, let's move on to the next thing here. Speaking about I shouldn't be surprised here. Okay, so the SNES Classic went on sale this week, right? Pre-orders, right? You know when it went on pre-orders? 3 a.m. Eastern, right? So when everybody woke up on fucking Wednesday, I believe it was all sold out. You know, and then I was going to say Think Geek, but it's really GameStop. It's the same shit now. They did this, that same scummy shit again. It was like, hey,
you know, they sold out with a statue.
Yeah. But the thing is like, okay, when they did it the first time, you were like, okay, I guess they held these out for a while. Now they did it instantly, you know, and I was like, oh, let's just fuck you right ahead. Buy this unnecessary shit that costs way more than the console to get the console. That was all sold out too, you know? So, yeah, kind of fucked up that, you know, people want this thing. I'm pretty sure people want this thing more than the NES Classic. And it's all sold out.
I do.
Again, you know?
Dude, it has better games. It is way better games.
No. I said this one, people probably wanted more than the NES Classic because it's the SNES Classic, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's even then, like, the NES Classic had some good games on it. The SNES Classic, like, they seem to have done a better job on that.
There's no fucking what is it, balloon fucking fight or whatever on this shit. Here's the thing, and they have cool features. Not only does it have Star Fox 2, which was never released, it even has a rewind feature for every game. That's cool shit. Where the fuck can you get this console, you know?
I wonder if Argonaut Studio is getting a little bit of a piece of that since that game got fucking canceled finished it.
Whoever's left with
Nintendo put some fucking scummy shit on that game, on those guys. The guys who invented the FX chip.
Yeah, right. Andre, I saw that meme, man, where it's like buy a riding mower and some meat and get the NES Classic.
Mm-hmm. It was funny because I keep up with it because I'll just tell you this. They shipped 3 million of the NES Classics in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. They're shipping between, between 4.5 to 5 million in the States.
What? That's not enough.
That's just the States. Well, the thing is, it's still a novelty item. So people got to look, and that's why people are jumping down my throat like, dude, you have to look at it like that. It's a novelty item. It's not going to be around forever because they still, right. and that's the thing. It's like, it is kind of stupid, but they only have certain amounts of places where they make these things. And the same factory they make the NES, the Super NES Classic, and the NES Classic is the same factory they make the Switches from. the same factories. Yeah. Like in Japan, like okay, in Japan they had when they made the Famicom Mini, they based it on the number of people that are in the region. So right now, if you want a Super Famicom Famicom Classic, you can go to Japan and get one right now for nothing. With the regular price, but I mean, you go there, you can order one of those right now, and like it's nothing. But they didn't ship that many in this. It was like 5 million, 6 million for Japan. I think it was 3 million for Europe and 3 million for the States. And we're the ones that pretty much ate them all up. Even they held some back and then shipped more, and we still ate them up. And it's the scalpers. But there are more coming. It'll be easier to get one, but they shut down GameStop's site all day.
Yeah.
They shut down GameStop. As soon as they went up, GameStop site was gone. The app didn't work. It was gone. Nothing.
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say. You know what I want to do? I want to import the European version.
Yeah, that one was good.
I like the design better from the.
It was made like the Super Famicom, but they called it the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Same thing.
I still have my Combatrides cartridge.
Yes.
European Contra.
How are you going to have the shit go up at 3 a.m.? And they didn't tell anybody until the next day, you know? Who's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You just had people that was – I had people that was up all night hitting me up. As soon as it went up, hey, it's up. I'm like, okay. And I went, and dude, I was like, nah. I knew when the app didn't work, I was like, it's shut down.
Fuck.
It's like when the Switch got ordered. It's like, you know, you go to Amazon, it doesn't work, and then it just says sold out.
Right. Oh, same with Best when it went up on Best Buy. The Super NES went on Best Buy. I went on the site the minute it went up. I was on the site for 3 minutes, and it was gone. And all of a sudden, my cart wouldn't show up. Nothing. I was like, what the fuck? And you know, the next retailer is Target. I think Targets went up, and they're gone. Target, too.
Yeah, everything was gone.
Target lasted about literally like 5 minutes. Target didn't last.
Yeah, I tried to do the Think
Walmart's Geek next.
Walmart.
Walmart's next round two.
I tried to do the Think Geek thing because I did it with the NES Classic. That's how I got my hands on it. They're like, okay, fine, I'll get the one with the Ryu statue, whatever. It just kept like downloading forever, and then when I refreshed it was like we're all sold out. I was like, come on, man. Fuck
yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't know. And I got tons of friends who are DMs at GameStop and all this. And I'm like, look, that is some bullshit. That Think Geek thing is some bullshit. I understand a bundle that's relevant to the system, I get that, but this stuff, come on, man. I'm sorry, I don't want to pay $150 for the system and a stuffed question mark where I don't know what the fuck it was. I didn't even pay attention. I don't even know.
Like, we have this fucking stock that we need to get through. Sell it with a Nintendo.
And that's some. I'm sorry. That's just stupid.
That's that Think Geek and GameStop. We're all one and the same anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just like, ugh. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like I said, I got mine. I was lucky to get mine. I got people at GameStop. They were like, hey man, we got one. You want one? I was like, yeah, okay, and I got it. But I was lucky to walk in there and get it. You know, I'm not really tripping on the Super NES Classic, but because I've got all those games, so I don't really, except for Star Fox. And Nintendo will release Star Fox digitally later on down the road, so don't even trip on that either. Then I go limit it to the Super NES Classic. That'll be stupid.
Man, I'll get an emulator. That's all I'm saying, man. But
dude, all this shit's gonna come out on all this shit's gonna come out for the Switch. I mean, Nintendo They've gauged the reaction and the want for their classic games and found it to be good. So
they looked at those Neo Geo numbers. Yeah. And they're like, holy shit, yeah.
And people buy shit on Switch. I'm telling you, though. I think we said that on Thursday. I was like, watch all these games to be available next year. You know, watch that shit happen. It's crazy, man. You know, it's sad, but you know, Nintendo. Oh man.
Okay, anyway, let me play devil's advocate here for just a second. This isn't because it's Nintendo, but let me ask you, like, if somebody has a product that is that hot, like, why the shit do they give a fuck when they release it or how it gets distributed? They put it up on the internet, it's sold out, they made their money, that's all they fucking know or care about.
That's it. You're right. They announced it as limited. First thing, it's limited. They with the NES Classic. I had to go get the press release just to show people. It's limited. So stop bitching about it. Let it go. If you didn't get one, you didn't get one. Let
but,
it go.
But to be fair, Nintendo did say, oh, we're going to make sure that everybody that wants one can get one this time. They did say that.
You could for a second. You could for a second. you could for a second, but it didn't work.
You know, because they're like, oh, after what happened with the NES Classic, we saw the demand for that, so we're going to have more of these. Well, apparently you didn't.
I have to almost say, if they did an unlimited run on these kinds of things, it might actually cut into the digital sales of all these games that we're probably going to buy for the Switch when they become available.
Yeah. That is a point, because exactly, these things cannot last all the way up to the point where they open up their little digital store on the friggin', you know, on the Switch. You know?
Oh, no, but the thing is, like, I don't have a problem with it being for a limited time, like a month or so, whatever, but it should have had a little bit more systems. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's just like, look, you're going to get it for a little bit. And you're not, if you don't see it again, you just don't.
Yeah,
you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, I mean, well, the people I talked to were like, look, the whole point is we don't want to make a crazy amount of these to where we're trying to look, stores are trying to liquidate them to get them out of their
warehouse. That either, no.
You don't want to see an NES Classic at a Rite Aid. You don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? So, and I get that. I mean, you know, you get a little demand going on. I agree they should have made more. But I also agree that they did say, hey, it's limited. So it's what it is. It is what it is. You know, I hate that all this happened. I mean, I really, personally, with GameStop, though, I really don't think they all those pre-orders sold out. Just to be honest. I don't think they did. Because I don't know one person who got a pre-order unless they walked into a store and got one. Now, you were able to do that. But, you know, like my store had like seven. Some of the stores in New York had like 15. I think the most I've seen was like 20. I mean, that was it. But some stores only had like 4 or 5 pre-orders. So you could actually go in the store and put $25 down and get yours. You can pre-order it. But other than that, you had to go online. And that didn't last. You know, I don't know if anybody got one online. I don't know one person who did.
Yeah, I got to, because the only person I know that got one was our good friend Charles Singletary. I don't know how he got it, though. I don't know if he got it online or if he actually went to a store. You know, and I know
the problem with this one is that the scalpers were ready.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they've been ready. Dude, this.
Well, more so than with the NES. Like there's a whole group of people who aren't as good as scalpers as the one who bought the NES Classic, who saw and heard all this news and thought like, there's a lot of would be, you know, amateur scalpers that jumped on the bandwagon on this one kind of thing. So I imagine there's quite a high degree of these that you're going to see, you know, come up secondhand or, you know, being sold secondhand.
But the same thing they said about this was the same thing they said about like the last little round of Zelda Amiibos, the one that were exclusive. You know, I was looking for the one from Best Buy, and I went on eBay, and some dude was selling like 67 of them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You could only get them at Best Buy, and I'm like, I haven't seen these things since they came out, but you're selling 67 of them? And then another guy was selling like 44 of them. And I was like, dude, how the hell, where are you getting these from? It's just crazy, and I did the math. I'm like, this dude made $1,500 clear profit.
Damn, son.
I was like, dude, he's selling them for $45 a piece, and they're $15.
Wow.
And I'm glad GameStop is on these. I mean, not GameStop, but eBay is jumping on these people who are selling the pre-orders.
Charles, GameStop. Okay, so there you go. He had to go to, you know, yeah, if you went to get it yourself, that's how you got it online.
You got him in the store.
Oh, man. All right. So that's going to pretty much do it for this episode here. But let's do again, like we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about our giveaway here, man. Manny, what are we giving away there, man?
Sonic Mania, baby. The collector's edition.
So again, we got the video up for you guys. Check it out. All the details are there. I put a bunch of shit on the screen so nobody get confused. I do want to say this, though. I'm going to be a nice guy about it because originally this was just a contest for the United States, right? But I'm getting hit up by a lot of foreigners. So I'll throw the extra money. I'll ship it to wherever, you know? I think that'll be good. It shouldn't be too much, I think. You know,
I don't, here's the question, though.
It's UK cats, you know, asking me about
is
it.
Is the code that the code that you get from this going to work in the UK?
That's a good question.
That's the question.
I didn't think about it, because how sucky would it be if you win this shit? You're from the UK and you can't even play this shit. So
make a UK account. You can play it on your American system, or your American
or account. The other way around. Make a American right. account. Yeah. I mean,
or the other thing we could do is just for the hell of it. I mean, the game is $9, right? So what we do is somebody does
$19, man.
It's $19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the game is $19. So what we could theoretically do is if somebody from the UK wins the Sonic, this collector's edition, we can essentially keep the American code that's inside of it, right?
Yeah.
And then take the, you know, and give them the, you know, put their code for their version in there, and then keep the code for the American one and do another giveaway.
Do that too. You know, if a person from UK wins.
Okay, so this is what happens. If somebody from the UK actually does win the Sonic Mania Collector's Edition, we will get you a code that will work in your region and then send you the Collector's Edition without the code, with the code inside of the new code inside. And then we'll do another giveaway and actually give away a copy for our United States fans of the game. But that's if somebody from the UK wins.
Yeah, or anybody else in the world. But yeah, I didn't take that consideration. Yeah. It's like, because literally 25% of our audience is not from the US. So it's like, oh yeah, I take them into account too. So yes, we will ship this anywhere around the world. Not Antarctica. You know?
We'll take the hit on it and then just do it that way. Yeah, because obviously we don't want to leave anybody else in
the I didn't consider that, because people from the UK were like, yo, are we included? I'm like, well, and then when enough people hit me up, I'm like, yeah, I think we better just open up to the entire world, you know?
All right. So, yeah, that's the adjustment we did to it. We'll probably have to write that inside of the thing there too.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And the last thing is, and this is both for people, you know, audiences, and for you guys, the regular panelists. This week's Throw Down Your Questions will be at 11 p.m. Eastern or 10 Central, whatever. I'm just being honest, man. Game of Thrones is an hour and a half this week, so we got to get some space there, you know? Brett, I know you feel me, man. You know?
I'm there.
So we're just going to start half an hour later, basically. It's not crazy later. It's half an hour later, you know? So keep that in mind, people, you know? Which will probably be like 11:15. You know how we do on Throw Down, man. We're minorities. We don't start on time, you know? All right, man. So before we wrap it up, I want to thank Richard for joining us, man. Please plug your stuff, man. Where can people find you?
Well, yes, you can find me on thecoalition.com.
Yes. I never heard of that site.
Yeah, this is up and coming site I heard.
You know?
For everybody that has been wondering, yes, the co-op will be back this Sunday. Gary and I were both out of town at the same time, so we didn't have the show last week, but we will be back and ready to roll this Sunday afternoon about 2 p.m. Eastern.
Gary's not at Gamescom, is he?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He didn't make it there. Hmm. I will be at PAX West in about a week from now, so
nice.
That should be interesting. I'll have a lot to say about that after that trip.
That's awesome, man. And anything like big coming up on the site in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I definitely would like to tell everybody to check out the Destiny gameplay video that JJ posted earlier for Destiny 2.
All right.
We are going to have a review for that right around launch time. And yes, we have quite a bit of things that we're still working on. We can't really say everything, but yeah, we got some stuff coming up. So stay tuned for all of that.
That's cool. Awesome. And also, Rich, since I have you here, because in 2 weeks, you know, it's going to be our third year anniversary. Not only is it the third year anniversary of this iteration of Throwdown, but this, you know, Throwdown in general being on the Coalition. So I wanted to thank you, you know, publicly for hosting us all this time, man. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be at the place where we are right now. So thank you for that, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. And we thank you for joining because, hey, I'm a huge Throwdown fan. I know a lot of fans are huge Throwdown fans, so we appreciate having you guys be a part of everything that we're building here.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about.
I mean, you literally saved the show. When STFU and Play went down, you know, and we were just trying to find a place to you know, Tony talking to you and you and the guys over there about, you know, possibly bringing the show over there when I was hosting. It was to definitely, you know, you don't know how thankful I am that we have at least have some place to be, you know?
Hey, we appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that, man. Glad to have all of you guys be a part of the family.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, I'm glad you were here so I could actually just do that publicly. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got to give a big, big thank you to my man, Andre Chitten, the guru of gaming, man, giving us a lot of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Hope you had fun. Man. Yo, Andre, like, he hit me up like, yo, like, when's the next time you're recording? I was like, yo, Thursday, get on. That was it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate what you guys do, man. I'm telling you, like I said, you guys are making it easy for me to step away. I'm telling you,
Don't go away fully, man.
It's coming, man. I'm getting tired, man. It's coming. But, man, I appreciate it. You guys can reach me, realtacogamer.com, TacoMan5000 pretty much everywhere. Got all the podcasts are coming up. Everything's coming back into – I'm getting ready to produce everything again. So YouTube stuff's coming. I got a lot of stuff coming, so it's good.
That's what's up.
But I appreciate you guys, man. You guys are my boys, and dude, I follow you guys. Whatever you guys do, Coalition, man. You guys, you know, Rich. You guys help me get back into the game. So I got much love for you guys. All of you. I appreciate it.
That's what's up, man.
Mutual all around.
You know? I wish I was going to PAX now, really, now, because I could hang out with you again. So,
oh, Rich, I'm gonna do this shit publicly too, because remember, you and I were talking the other day. I was like, I'm still on the fence about PlayStation Experience. Now that I know Andre's going, I'm going to that shit too. Fuck that, you know.
I'm going. I got my ticket, man. I'm gone.
I'm going, man. I'm going now. You know.
Well, allow me to say live on the show now that I may also be there. So, yeah.
Whoa, what is this? we should just say everybody's going now.
We're all going. Yeah, we're all going. Watch out. Throw down, man. Let's go.
That would be pretty awesome. Like, it would actually have a throwdown with all of us sitting in the same room. One day, man.
You know, that'd be cool. It's going to happen. All right, man. So let me start wrapping this thing up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. Remember, Bloodstained.
Chris Seeley. Yo, Chris, where you at, man? Later, guys. I can't do an impression of Chris.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out. Don't forget, watch anime.
Yes. Brian Manjoma.
Nope, watch Godzilla instead.
Watch Godzilla instead.
Oh, man. Brett Murdoch.
See everybody.
Adam Vale.
Breaking news, Asuka relinquished her title and as champ over 150 wins straight. What? Yeah, and watch the end of Lucha Underground, because I think that's what I'm going to do tonight. This might be the last time I've ever seen it.
Fuck, man. All right, that's the end of an era, bro. All right, Richard Bailey Jr.
See you later, guys, and say a prayer for Xbox's future.
And Mr. Andre Tipton.
Man, play games you like. Have fun. That's why games were invented in the first place. Peace.
That's it, people. Later.
Later, guys.
Peace.